Nolte, Cracker Barrel co-founder rips CEO Julie Fulsmasino's pitiful rebranding. By John Nolte on August 29, 2025. Tommy Lowe, the 93-year-old Cracker Barrel co-founder, has nothing but scorn for current CEO Julie Fulsmasino and her disastrous revamping of his 56-year-old company. Speaking to Nashville's WTVF, Lowe said, "They're trying to modernize to be more like the competition. Cracker Barrel doesn't have any competition. I heard, the new CEO, was at Taco Bell. What's Taco Bell know about Cracker Barrel and country food? They need to work on the food and service and leave the barrel, the logo alone. That's crazy, that's a bland nothing. That's pitiful," Lowe said of Masino's sterile Cracker Barrel replacement logo, adding that $700 million to do that is throwing money out in the street. The proposed new logo, the sterile one, is no longer happening. The company agreed to retain the classic logo after a backlash that began last week and ended this week with a stock price dive and President Trump speaking up for the old logo. Lowe revealed that although Masino has been CEO for 2 years now, she has never bothered to visit with him. "I don't have any idea who she is," he said. Lowe's advice for Masino is as simple as it is obvious. If they don't get back to keeping it country, then it ain't gonna work. When you put a narcissistic, left-wing woman in charge of something, rather than embracing what made it popular and iconic and building upon that, she and her rampaging ego will annihilate it to recreate it in her own image. This is precisely what Lucasfilm chief Kathleen Kennedy did to Star Wars and Indiana Jones. That's not to say women can't lead. Women are perfectly capable of leading corporations and even nations, see Thatcher, Margaret. But you need women who recognize and are willing to control the natural impulse to make everything about them. Before you get angry. Men are equally flawed, but in a different way. If we don't recognize and control our worst natural impulses, everything will be about towels snapping and grab-assing, see, men, mad. But our culture demands that men control our masculinity. If anything, we do this too much. With women, though, we've done the exact opposite, and this has become toxic. With all this hashtag women rule and hashtag me too madness, people like Kathleen Kennedy and Julie Fulsmasino are insulated into a cult of personality that says men are awful, women are perfect, and it's time for women to celebrate their authentic selves, which can only succeed in the marketplace because all women are awesome and infallible. Right? Right? No. Human nature is such. If you give an immature boy a G.I. Joe action figure, he will want to become G.I. Joe, so he will want to know everything about G.I. Joe. How does he talk? What kind of adventures does he go on? Who are the villains? That's the good part. The bad part is that there will be violence. Lots and lots of violence. If you give an immature girl a G.I. Joe action figure, she will recreate G.I. Joe in her own image. There will be shopping and tea parties. In this same vein, if you give an immature girl Star Wars and Cracker Barrel, there will be obnoxious girl bosses and the bed, bath, and beyonding of a country store. Our present culture demands that boys mature while misinforming women that they are perfect exactly how they are. Thankfully, plenty of normal women ignore that self-destructive and godless nonsense. But we've all seen that left-wing women demand we accept their authentic selves, even when their authentic selves are selfish, elitist, mean-spirited, self-involved, spoiled, wholly ignorant, insulated and destroy everything they touch. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.